are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene, guys. I hope you liked our live segment from the Emmys in LA last week. We had so much fun, and the fun continues as we have radio host Steph Palermo on the line today from Just Steph. She is on iHeartRadio in Georgia and shares her show everywhere. I mean, she's back and forth between Boston and Georgia all the time. So she's actually an empathic messenger, radio talk show host, and published author working out of Atlanta and Boston. So she is going to come on today, talk about her inspirations, talk about how she got to where she is, and all of her latest and greatest ventures. So stay tuned, and Steph will be with us shortly. All right, guys, I officially have Steph Palermo on the line. And she's currently working on the speaking circuit, which we're totally going to get into today, how she's doing lunch and learns, workshops, and something really exciting in the books that we are going to announce today. So, Steph, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you, Jackie? I'm so excited to be on your show.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to have you. And as I had stated even before you were on, you have an awesome show in Georgia on iHeartRadio. So tell everyone, you know, how long you've been doing all of that.
I've been on the radio here for about three years. And prior to that, I was on internet for a couple of years. So it's been just, it's really in the radio world, not so long. But for somebody like me who stayed at home for 20 years and raised my kids and had a degree, you know, I had a management communications degree, and I decided, you know, I was starting to go through a divorce, and I said, okay, I got to do something. And I started to write, and I went from being a stay-at-home mom to having this radio show with some, you know, lovely followers and writing a book and doing some speaking engagements. So I feel very proud of going, you know, transitioning from, you know, pretty much staying at home and being all that, you know, as a mom, to having this going on.
I love it. Pursuing your dreams and being a girl boss mom at the same time. That's great.
That's right.
Yeah, I love it. So, that's awesome. Yeah. So tell us, you know, how your, what your show's about, because obviously my list, some of my listeners might not have heard of your show. So give us a little background on, you know, what your message is and how you, what you speak about on your show.
Right. Well, you know, I love this because I believe that tapping into what you know best and what you're doing is the best way to be authentic and to bring something of value to your audience. And I talk about all aspects of healthy living for what I've coined as second lifers. We're empty nesters, newly single, and those starting over. It's essentially, if you want to put a demographic on it, it's essentially the over 40 crowd. It's a lot of the people that are, you know, maybe rethinking their careers, or now, even if they're married, they're empty nesters, they're no longer just gobbling down a dinner and going home and relieving a babysitter. They don't have those kids at home to worry about, so they're doing a lot more. 50 years ago, we were old. Now we're running marathons, we're dating, we're nightclubbing, we're fine dining, we're traveling. So there's so many, there's health issues that go along with living longer. So there's so much out there for second lifers to hear about, yet there's really not, there's a lot of stuff for millennials, a lot of stuff for the baby boomers, but we're sort of that lost group that has so many things going on, and we actually span, you know, a couple of decades, but we're very different too, in the sense that some of us are really good at technology. Some of us are still using flip phones, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of a different group of people that where we appeal to.
Right. But you're so tapped into the technology segment, Steph. You're like live everywhere. Like, it's really, really impressive. I love it.
Yeah. I do the best that I can with, I use technology for my benefit, and I love it and I enjoy it. but I know my limitations. So when I get to a point where it's going to take me 2 days to figure something out, that's when I pay somebody to do it.
Right. I get that. It's not your zone of genius. You know what your zone of genius is, and that's all good. Yeah. Right. Love that.
Exactly.
So I totally want to tap in really quickly. You know, you have such an inspiring story. I mean, you grew up with a limb difference and you've built this beautiful brand, you know, with everything that you've been through. And I kind of want to really tone in on like how inspiring that is. So tell us about like, what was that moment that you were like, you know what, my difference doesn't make me different and I'm going to overpower it and make something really successful with my life.
It's very funny because, you know, I was born with Cohen syndrome and, you know, anybody can Google it. So I won't get into, you know, the long dissertation on what Cohen syndrome is. Essentially what you can see is that I have a smaller right hand and I struggle with, I mean, when I say a struggle, it takes me a little bit longer to peel potatoes. I have a harder time, you know, just all that stuff. And, you know, and I dealt with bullying and being different. And a lot of that, looking back, some of it was my own stuff. And through the years, I have really journeyed to get comfortable in my own skin and to really love and accept myself as I am and be so okay with it, because really, I don't think 5 years ago I was, even though I had been in therapy and really boxing helped me because I put on the gloves and I was like everybody else. And so I had this journey, but deep down inside of me, I always knew that I wasn't quite okay with me. I had this desire to be balanced with me, balanced with myself, balanced with my world around me. So I was on a mission. I've been on a mission my entire life to just be okay with me. And so I spent a lot of years and money and time in therapy and reading, lots of self-help books, lots of meditation, and really just going out. And every day, you know, people say, oh, you have to be courageous. I have to be courageous to do that. Well, courage was not an option for me, because every day it took me a lot of courage to get out of the bed and face the world, not knowing who was going to get taken back by my hand. And this is even as an adult. You know, being out with my children and being worried about what their friends were going to do to them if they saw my hand. So there was a lot of that had to go with it. So to get to that point to where it just was an evolution. And I had a friend of mine some years back, she grabbed my hand and she goes, this is your cash cow. This is your cash cow.
I love that.
And I was like, stop that. You know, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, and I didn't really, and you know what the funny thing is I knew what she was saying was true. It resonated with me. I'm an empath. I totally got it, but I wasn't ready to face it. And so it's just taking me all this time to sort of get to that place where, you know what, I am so okay. And, you know, my relation, and when you get to that point, and it's been a process. It wasn't just one aha moment. It's been a process, and as I sort of grew and evolved, I started to attract the right people into my life. And that includes, you know, my great boyfriend who has been so good to me about all this. You know, imagine being 50 years old and now all of a sudden I'm back dating and having to go back and deal with the issues of having a limb difference in my dating world. You know, it was just like I started all over again.
Right. It's like the things you don't even think about. No, it's a good point.
So, you know, and this is my thing. If I can do it, so can anybody.
Exactly. But that's why you're such a good testament for a story, because you're in the public eye so much that it's really inspiring to show that, you know, it doesn't overpower you, you know, and you see that happens with people with disabilities and things that they can't come to fruition or like deal with. It's just really nice to see that you have overcome that hump, you know, it's really inspiring.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
of course. You. I mean, I tell you all the time, I just find you so inspiring and empowering, and it's so great.
Thank you.
So tell us about well, obviously these led now to your talks because you've overcome this hump and now you're working on these amazing workshops. I mean, I'm so excited for you to even talk about your new box office wisdom, which is so awesome. So you have to give like the audience like all about like the inside of what's next with Steph. So tell us.
I'm very excited about this. You know, I love to do the keynote speaking and all of that. My favorite thing to do though is to be interactive. I love to be involved in so the workshops are really what I love to do because I can interact with everybody and it's very laid back. I'm totally in my zone. And so I'm going to tell you about the workshops in a second. So, but because I want to say also I'm offering for companies that really care about the well-being of their employees, the total person, you know, that emotional intelligence and caring about the whole person. I'm your girl because I want to come in and do lunch and learns in your place and help to get people on the right track where they are so in their zone that every day is Friday at 5 o'clock for them, even if it's Monday at 8 a.m. They're going to be so happy and be okay with themselves that the productivity in the office is going to skyrocket and they are going to, you know, be so happy. There'll be less sick days and all of that from the stress is going to be relieved because everybody's going to be walking in their zone. Can you imagine a world where everybody is aligned to their purpose and walking in their zone, loves themselves enough to take care of themselves properly, and then their whole world changes. Everything around them changes. And in the workforce, that brings a higher productivity and a higher, you know, a reduced illness, you know, sickness and call-ins and all of that. And you have an amazing workplace, places where everybody's in their lane, but yet they're helping each other out. There's no animosity because you've understood your gifts and you're okay. Once you understand your gifts, you're not worried about what anybody else's gifts are. You're okay with their gifts.
Right. Well, because you feel good in your own skin, so you want to help them feel the same way, right?
Right. And what happens is you're not saying, oh, I want her gifts.
Right.
You know, you're not jealous. There's no, like, why is she getting, you know, this one getting in advanced? You know, because we start to understand. And I start, and, you know, believe me, with my own self-esteem, I had this, oh, it's about me. No. It's when things don't work out. It seems like they don't work out, but they actually work out perfectly because it wasn't a right fit. And that's the understanding in the workforce. So that's, you know, one thing I'm offering, the lunch and learns, aside from keynote speaking and all of that, which I do as well. And then, of course, personal consultations one-on-one. So I would even, with the lunch and learns, even after or even with after workshops, if somebody wanted to work with me one-on-one to help them to continue on a personal journey, I could do that as well. So those are, you know, those things. But the workshops are really going to be a blast because I love movies and I love the writing in movies. And I believe there's such genius in the writings of the movies. And so I've taken some of my favorite movies and I've extrapolated the genius. The first one is what I've already started on, which was the Ruby Slipper workshops. You had the power along. And this is, you know, getting that desire to find your personal meaning. This is your start out is the Ruby Slipper workshops and, you know, understanding who you are, what your purpose is, getting in line with that, taking care of yourself and on that road to healing. Getting on your own yellow brick road. The second one is Rocky's Ringside Philosophy, where this works. This is in tune with your pursuing peace and your true contentment. And I talk about things like who's your Mickey? Mickey in Rocky III, when Clubber Lang comes up the stairs during the ceremony at the beginning of the show, says, you know, why don't you fight a real man? Mickey's been protecting you. And Rocky looks at him and he's like, is this true? So instead of encouraging Rocky to go out there and to advance and to get stronger and possibly lose, he kept him safe. And Rocky would have been better off to get out in the ring and to actually try and lose, but yet Mickey kept him safe just to hold on to that belt. So I'll talk about, you know, where's your safety zone? Where are you staying? You know, where's your safety zone? Are you going? We need Mickey. We need that because you need to learn the basics. But sometimes we need to go beyond that.
Right.
Okay. And so the third one is the Justice League. And this is the paradox of the superheroes. And this continues with the pursuit of your peace and true contentment. With all the superheroes, they had this struggle with who they really were and who they wanted to be. So if you remember in the Justice League, Wonder Woman puts the lasso around Superman and she says, Kal-El, son, first son of Krypton, remember who you are. So, and I'm telling you, I get chills when I think about that. And even Batman, they had this struggle. Spider-Man, they had the struggle with the power that they had and the desire to not even use it because they wanted to be normal. Superman just wanted to be a man, wanted to be in love with Lois Lane. He wanted to be Clark Kent, but he couldn't deny his gifts. He had to, his real true happiness came in living in his gifts. So that's the Justice League. And the last one is Good Will Hunting, What You Won't Learn at MIT. And this is the perseverance to see it through. There's so much, you know, struggle that comes with when you start to do the weeding in your life.
When you clear out the crap, right?
And it's painful. It's like when you have a wound and you have to clean it and it hurts. So, you know, those are my four workshops that go along with the box office, and I'm very excited about it.
No, I think it's so different, and it's going to be so when are you planning to do these? Because I know we were talking earlier, you're going to do some traveling and trying to expand the brand, but what are some ideal goals for you? Like, when are you going to start working on doing them?
Well, you know, I am continuing to write and tweak the last three, because I've already done the Ruby Slippers, so that is still in the works. And so what I'd like to do ideally is spend this next year through December 31st really doing the Ruby Slip, you know, giving the Ruby Slippers their due time while I'm writing and perfecting the other three, so that we could get people started, so then we can continue to grow on a very strong on a very strong foundation.
Right. Well, plus, because you'll already have had done one of them, so it's just the building platform from the ground up, right?
Exactly. And the other thing that I'm working on too is my second book.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So I have most of it written. I'm going to start to add some of this other wisdom that has come to me in the last 6 months to a year through my own meditation and my own journey. And one of those things, and I'll share this with you, I shared in my workshop, is, you know, I was blaming God for, you know, my hand, and, you know, I didn't choose this. I was saying, I didn't choose this, because we have to be, you know, we have to take responsibility for our choices. Well, I didn't choose this. And I swear, Jackie, I was walking to my room, my bedroom, and I was pacing back and forth, and I had this, what if I did choose it? And it came to me that I believe this, that free will is a gift given to us from eternity. It's not just when we come into this time and space. And I believe that we choose everything, every part of our lives.
That's like really philosophical right there. I love it.
It really is. And so because of that, though, I'm no longer a victim.
Right.
I've taken the power back because I chose this.
I love
and
that.
So I'm going to add that to my book and it's part of that journey as well. So I have some of that writing to do as well.
That's exciting, Steph.
It is exciting. Yeah. I'm very excited about it. So I love it all. I think it's great. I love, and the one thing that I want to say about what I'm doing, this is something that I want. I say, how do I differentiate myself from all these other motivational speakers that are so amazing and so wonderful? Well, two things. Number one, I'm saying listen to me because I'm going to teach you how you don't have to listen to anybody. You're just going to listen to yourself because now you know your amazingness and you're going to tap into your intuition and you know how great you are. So you really, I mean, even though you want it, you can still listen to other motivational, you know, information out there. You're going to be able to discern what works for you because now you know what resonates with you and what is in line with your purpose and walking in your zone. That's number one. The second factor that differentiates me from everybody else is I am going to be working my hardest to keep this really very personal, one-on-one. Even though I'll be talking to groups and I know I see so many people in my audience, I really am going to keep this as personal as I can. Individual attention as much as I possibly can, because the truth is, Jackie, and I could cry about this, I really do love and care for every individual, every soul, every person that really wants to make a change, and anybody in general. I really care about everybody's well-being. So this will always be, I will always be approachable. I will always be available for somebody who needs to talk or who needs my attention. I may have to schedule it in, but I will be there.
Right. That's so nice. I mean, people, I still say at the end of the day, like even in the event world, like when you're trying to get people to go to the events, people like that individual touch, like that, mm-hmm. that never goes away. That personal attention.
Well, everybody has meaning.
Exactly.
You know, everybody has value mm-hmm. and it's so important. And I think, you know, it gets forgotten in the mass, in the crowds, in, you know, in the shuffle, in, you know, in all, with all these people that are doing great talks and they're saying, you know, I've read a couple of things where they say, oh, respond to your, you know, your listeners. But, you know, if I write something on their, you know, if I respond to their thing, they don't respond to me. And I'm thinking, why are you saying this?
Right.
And not, and I'm just sort of testing the waters because I'm seeing, well, like, do you really mean what you're saying here? And you know, because I don't really need the attention, but, you know, I think it's very important that we recognize each individual for their own amazingness and the gifts that they bring to the universe, because that's what's going to make it for a better place.
It's so true. It's so true. And I think especially because, you know, even as like a radio host with your background, like you do so much one-on-one with people, you know.
I love it. And I love when I go out in Atlanta and somebody says, oh, my gosh, you're on your staff. And, you know, and I say, oh, my gosh, you listen. Or somebody says to me, I listened to your show and thank you. I felt like you were talking to me.
That's awesome.
I don't care if it's one person in a year.
Right.
I know it's more than that, but I'm so happy. That means I've done my job.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. And it's so empowering. Like even with that one person, that's such a difference maker, you know?
Well, yeah. And I'll tell you what, I was buying my future daughter-in-law a gift. I was calling up to Washington, D.C. to get her a gift card for something, and it'd be some massage or some spa. And I never even used my, you know, when I emailed, I didn't even have my signature with all my stuff on it. And she wrote back to me, I love your show and I love what you do.
It's awesome.
And I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? This is awesome.
Yeah. You don't realize the people you impact. It's like the people you don't even think that are paying attention to you are paying attention to you. You know?
It makes a difference. And you know that. And I know that you're doing a lot of that too. And I know when you bring somebody to the forefront, and I know I was just reading your newsletter when you were talking about the lovely designer and all of that, you know, that's, you know, how amazing is that? I love that. You know, you want, this is, and even if I'm talking about something that doesn't work for Jackie, it might work for your friend. And you might say, hey, you know, Steph, you know, is doing this and it might help you out, or this might work for you here. It's just all of that connection and caring about each person's well-being.
Right. Exactly. Well, it goes back to what you were saying in the beginning. It's like just being positive and having that mindset. You attract the right people and you put it out there that you don't actually only end up helping yourself, but you're helping other people while you're taking care of yourself too. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
it's fun. And I love, love, love coming home to Boston. And I love speaking in Boston, partially because everyone understands my accent. So... But I love coming home, and I feel like it's family to me, and I feel like I relate, and it's really a lot of fun, and I've really enjoyed getting involved with the organizations, you know, North Shore Women in Business and Boston Businesswomen, Boston Women in Media and Entertainment. I'm pleasantly, you know, surprised at how lovely everybody is. I interviewed Bobby from Innovation Women a couple weeks ago, and that was lovely. So, you know, I just love all of that in Boston. I think it's a great place, but, you know, I'm ready for the world.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to bring it. I'm hoping to be out in LA in a couple weeks and doing one of my workshops out there. And I'm reaching out to anybody who will, you know, be interested in this. I'm ready to go wherever you want me to go.
Love it. The world is your oyster, right?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Before we close out, I just want to take a turn on the podcast. And I always like asking my guests like fun questions outside of mm-hmm. like their passions and work. So they get to know you on like a fun level. So what is something that you have to do in your daily routine?
I have to work out.
Oh, so that's a good one.
Yeah, I either box or do hot yoga or
both.
Oh,
really? Or both?
Yes.
In a day?
Yeah, like I went to boxing this morning. I'm going to probably go to a 6 o'clock yoga class, yes.
Oh, my God. I give you credit. That's a lot. Well, good for you. That's a lot of calories. I would be, like, exhausted.
I know. Well, I was tired. I do get tired. But, you know, I don't have to work out 7 days a week. But I know that's, I really love to do that. And the other thing that I do try to do 7 days a week is meditate.
Love it. Right there with you.
So I do like to spend 15 minutes trying to concentrate on the breathing.
Love it. Good answers. Really inspiring. I really give you a lot of credit for two exercises in a day. Second question, what is your guilty pleasure?
Vodka.
Dead silence, and then you throw it in there. I love it. That's awesome. Do you like it on the? Do you like it on the rocks? Do you like it mixed with something?
I like a vodka soda with lime, but I don't drink. I don't drink every night of the week. I don't. Do not. Yeah, I know people have a glass of wine or one cocktail a week. I do not do that. I really try to stay a little bit detoxed for at least 4 or 5 days.
No, that's awesome. But that's why it's your guilty pleasure. When you need some stuff, like extra stuff time, you just treat yourself. Yeah. I love that.
I do love that. And I love to, I like good food. So, I love to find dining, or I love to cook.
What do you enjoy cooking?
I love to do different things. I'm really very savory. So I'm not a baker, but I do love stovetop, you know, doing stuff on the stovetop. Like, I make great chicken marsala.
Yummy.
I'll make, veal osso buco. I'll do pappardelle bolognese or a vodka sauce.
Steph, these are so fancy. You do this on like a Monday through Friday?
No, not all the time, but yes, I'll make like tortellinis and stuff for the kids.
Cute.
No, not all the time, but I do, I do like to make that, you know, I can whip up a marinara very quick with, I'm Sicilian, so.
Right, it's the Italian in you.
Yeah. So I do all that stuff, but I also cook healthy as well. I'll do like veggies and I love, you know, but everything I make is delicious because it has to be. Like if I'm eating, even if it's very healthy, like chicken and vegetables, it has to be delicious or I won't eat it.
I think that's standard. I think that's pretty standard. Very inspiring. I was going to say, oh my God, cooking that Monday through Friday, that is like really inspiring.
No.
That's awesome. Okay, and if you were stranded on a desert island, what would be one item you have to bring with you and why?
Let me see.
I know. Tough question.
It's kind of hard. Like, I mean, is food and water already there?
I would assume. Yeah, this is just an item that you have to, like, bring with you because you have nothing else to bring.
Something to write with so I could write. You know, either like the computer, not to be so much connected to the world in terms of the internet, but to be able to read books or write or, you know, that kind of thing. I would have to have some sort of creative outlook.
I like that. Right, because, I mean, yeah. It wouldn't be so bad. You'd be looking at water every day, but, I mean, you need...
Right.
Some,
yeah. I would need some brain stimulation.
Right,
so, like,
exactly.
I would need, that's definitely what I would need.
Interesting. Good. Well, I like journaling too, so I get that totally. It's just therapeutic, I think, too. And final question.
Okay.
What is your TV guilty pleasure? What do you enjoy watching when you have stuff time at night
or during the day? You know what's so funny? I, for the most part, I don't watch TV at all. Like if I go to a hotel for a weekend by myself, I would never put on the TV.
Well, because you're just, you're busy. So, like, that's normal. It's the entrepreneurial thing in you. But if you actually have some downtime.
I swear, this is my favorite. And, you know, and being an empath, I'm very sensitive. So I do not like the news.
Oh, I'm right there with you. Yeah.
So I can't. But the one show that I will watch all day long, reruns, is Law and Order Special Victims.
Oh, I love me too. I'm right.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, you could even rewatch the same episodes and like find different things that you didn't pay attention to the first time, right?
And I like the other Law and Orders too, but I usually watch the SVU.
Yeah, I like SVU too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. I think that's one of the only shows that you can actually watch over and over again and never get bored.
Yeah.
Right?
I love it. I totally love it. And I could watch it like all day on a Sunday.
Oh my God. Me too. I think it's literally on every Sunday. Like all day anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So,
That's so funny.
Yeah.
No, good answers. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was fun.
So tell everyone how they can get in touch with you, follow you on social media, all that jazz.
Well, I love it. First of all, my website is www.juststeph.com and there is a EPK, which is you could click on the tab. That's my electronic press kit with all the stuff. But, you know, I have a great, beautiful website that's all pretty much new. I'm on Facebook. Now I have my Steph Palermo is my personal page, but my Just Steph page is on Facebook. On Twitter, I'm at Steph Palermo. I'm on LinkedIn, Steph Palermo. I have a YouTube channel, and that's Steph Palermo. Google Plus.
You're so good. You're everywhere.
I'm on Google Plus, and then I'm also on Instagram, and that's Just Steph One.
Awesome.
Because apparently there's some Just Stephs out there, so like I couldn't do the Twitter as at Just Steph because there was somebody that already had it, you know, 5 years ago when I was doing this stuff when I was getting set up. So yeah, I'm there. I'm on Snapchat too. It's Just Steph One as well. But that I reserve that to, you know, when I do my streaks with my nieces and stuff because they keep me young.
Oh my God, I love it. I absolutely love it. It is such a younger generation thing. Absolutely, Snapchat.
Well, you know, it's so funny that when they go live on Instagram, the kids, I ask to let me be on with them, and they let me be on.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're like, hi, Auntie. And I just, you know, so it's fun. And I go, oh my gosh, look at how I'll be like in my, you know, pajamas. So yeah.
The cool auntie. Yeah. That's who comes on.
Yeah. And you know what? I really love social media for what it is. I try to keep, like, I put my personal stuff on there in terms of like pictures of me and my kids and all that stuff because I think that's important. People can see that you're a normal person and you're approachable and all of that, and I have a lot of fun, and I will comment on people's stuff on Facebook. But I really do think it's an amazing tool to not only promote your business and promote what you're doing and really spread positivity, but I also think that it's a wonderful tool for me to keep in touch with my Boston peeps and my people that are across the country and around the world.
Right.
So I do love it. I love it.
It's great. And you're really blossoming every time I see you. So it's very exciting. Yeah, no problem. I'm so excited to showcase you. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. I've had so much fun.
Good. We always have fun, you and I. So yes, I'm so glad we were able to do this. So thanks again so much, Steph, for coming on. Everybody give Just Steph a follow on all her channels. And we'll be sure to put that in the blog too. And
absolutely.
Stay tuned for what's next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.